Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, we are always a world at war. The Barbarian is here as we broadcast from the Valhalla Studios, deep in the mountains of Arizona. We welcome young and old alike to the show tonight. Baby boomers, Generation X, that's my generation. Millennials, Generation Y and Z and whatever. We shall pray for the world, and this is our epic episode 148 tonight with a show theme of Blessed Are the Peacemakers. With a start date of March the 30th already of 2023 AD. After the monologue, you can call in. We do take callers at 563-999-3437. Well, it's been said that now we are all on the front lines once again. Only this time, it does look different. Welcome to our war room and our situation room tonight, America. We will get into the Nashville shooter and shooting at the Covenant Christian School. We'll get into many other topics as well. There's a lot going on out there, a lot that's not being reported, a lot of things that are in the undertow of America. Well, I would say this. If they seek our destruction, then we will seek theirs in spades. Mark my words. The Von Wehhunt Show is always here, my friends. Think of the show as the uncle you never had, the father you never had, the big brother or the little brother that you never had, or the good friend, the good neighbor in your midst. Well, there is an ongoing war against people of white European Christian descent in this country by many nefarious and militant factions. On this show, we will leave no stone unturned in our quest for a better America. Looking at the fruited plain, looking at the country, the nation, the world, it's all in flames. And it may get worse. The Germanic wolf has awakened. No longer in its slumber. And the Germanic wolf is ravenous. Hungry. It's been a while since he's been fed. People are preparing all over the nation, and rightly so, I may add. While the Nashville carnage is going on, the Chinese leader, Xi Jinping, says he's preparing for war at the annual meeting of China's parliament, its top political advisory body, this month. Z wove the theme of war readiness in four separate speeches, in one chiding and goading and chastising his Chinese generals to, quote, dare to fight. China's itching for a confrontation with America. As I told you before, a flashpoint could be in the South China Sea, and in my view, it would happen in the Pacific, where our ships are in very close proximity to the Chinese militant Navy and their militant officers who have been told to get America into a fight. Draw us in. Make it look like it's a military at-sea accident. That is what they want. Well, hello, my fellow crusaders. As I tell you each week, we are on a mission from God. I am the Obergruppenführer on the radio airwaves. Dr. Shane, mein Kameraden. Good night. Hope all is good where you are. As this is the night gallery of radio, the dramatic wolf has awakened, and our panzers are rolling all across the land. Welcome to the show, mein Kameraden. My job is not ever to wake up the sheep. We don't need the majority. We don't need masses of people. It was never my intention, for I already know that the sheep are long gone. They are far, far away, as we broadcast from a galaxy far, far away. My job, rather, is to wake up the other sleeping lions that I know are out there, are the Roman centurions, if you will. My job is never to wake up the sheep. The sheep will be led to slaughter, as they have throughout millennia in history. They are what they are, and that is that. The ancients tell us that the hidden power will be unleashed. And tonight, in my dimly lit studio with the battle flags unfurled, weapons of war, a globe representing geopolitics, and many other daggers and knives, great art as well abounds the room. Well, we will welcome our ancestors to the show. We know that God is the light that shines upon the world while the world right now is a very dark place. But God is with us. Gott mit uns, the Germans say. The world is dark, mysterious, very dangerous right now. The Wall Street Journal reporter was picked up in Russia. The Russians say he's a spy. He's looking at 20 years in Putin's infamous, notorious prison there in Moscow. Though I've heard he's also part Russian. Very interesting little tidbit there. We'll see how that shakes out. But right now, China and Russia both are on a war footing. I'm not so sure he can get out of jail with weak Biden at the helm. If it was Trump, he'd be released in 24 hours, if not sooner. That's why I tell folks, when the Democrats got in, you want to stay close to home. When you have a stronger, normally a stronger Republican president, you can venture out a bit. But he was over there for a job, and that story is just sort of unfolding. I treat others as they treat me for most of my life. If they're kind, I'm very kind back. If they're nasty in business or some thug you meet on the street, well, I give it right back to them. But kindness for the enemy is overrated, and it's also pushed by them. It's not natural nor godly to accept whatever evil someone sends your way. And that brings us to the Nashville trans shooter. The militant leftists, well, they need to be in an insane asylum, ASAP. They are all mentally ill and a threat to society. They are leftists, cultural Marxists, and they're social engineers behind the very violent trans movement. They must be legally held to account. There's many handlers, from professors to government bureaucrats, people who have been tweaking this social engineering movement of America. They don't like the way America is. They can't stand our past. They can't stand the fact that we are born in revolution and the gun for all red-blooded Americans. They don't like it. They just don't like the country. They do not like the fabric and the people of the country on the whole. Now, many of the very popular mottos among the militant trans activists crowd that you see all over Twitter, this is nothing new, not a big secret. They openly advertise this. It says, trans rights or else, with guns and assault rifles, if you want to call them that, emblazoned on their shirts and a clear threat of violence to anyone who dares to oppose their beliefs. How dare you, as Greta would say. This is not, I repeat, not a liberal, kinder, and gentler, inclusive movement. They love to claim, love saying that. Oh, we're all for equity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. BS. Many of these people, are, in my view, are part of a terrorist organization. And the Nashville shooting was a hate crime against the white Christian people of European descent in the Covenant School. Having said that, why are side doors to the school still left open, as in Uvalde, Texas? These side doors have got to be locked down. That's how she, using the correct pronoun, got inside to a side door. We've got to do better, much better in security and defense. The police of Nashville did a fantastic job rushing in. You go where the shots are. Uvalde, are you listening to me? Watch Nashville police. That's how you do it. You hear the shots, you run to the shots. You run where they're being discharged, you take out the shooter. No holds barred. That's how you do it. You don't sit around waiting for backup while 30, 40 shots ring out and 30, 40 kids or more get murdered. On your watch, how can you live with yourself? The guilt alone from that, I don't know how you could even go on living. If I heard shots, I would definitely make the move and go in. I am a soldier of God. I will do what I'm asked to do. I will do my duty. I will discharge my duties with temperance and yet force at the right and the appropriate time. We are all Roman soldiers in this battle. We've got to stand and deliver when called upon. You never know when you're going to be called upon anywhere, for any of us. You could be in a store, in a restaurant. Maybe you're on a police force. Maybe you're in the military. You're minding your own business. Typical routine day until that call comes in. Call you'd see in a Hollywood movie. Time to stand and deliver. Time to deliver the goods. Anything less, and you're a loser. And we become a footnote to a failed political and social system designed to attack us. You think about that when you're out there. I told you before, years ago, this show is the tip of the spear. Keep your head on a swivel. Know what's around you at all times. Size people up. Look for side doors, escape hatches. My dad was in the military, always taught me, son, whatever building you go into, you always look for an exit. Know how to get out if you have to. Know how to get out fast. I do the same thing in restaurants. I always sit against the wall, looking at the crowd if I can. Always want to have my back against the wall. Well, when government takes away the citizen's right to bear arms, it then becomes the citizen's duty to take away the government's right to govern at some point. This is just a historical fact, not a threat of any kind. It just happens throughout history. What's the first thing they said after the Nashville shooting? We have to take away the, quote, assault rifles from Americans. Was Nashville a false flag shooting? Was it ginned up? We all know about the FBI's involvement and other nefarious groups in our government, or rogue elements of it, put it that way, that create crime, manufacture it, design it, implement it, execute it. Then they want to take credit for busting the case wide open. Kind of like the little boy that he will, or the little girl that will, you know, light a house on fire, and they'll call 911. They'll run inside to rescue the puppy, and they want everyone to think they're a hero. Similar mindset. But the house goes down in flames. People get injured. But that's the mindset, I believe, is of some in our government. Not all. Never all, but some. Well, gosh, we're so glad everyone's here tonight. We can tell it's going to be a very lively night, a lot of calls. We have some more VIP guests that are going to be, you know, coming around the show here in the next month of April, next month. And don't forget, the first Tuesday of April is the next edition of the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy radio show. That was our fun show of the month. You don't want to miss that one, believe me.
Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehhunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
That's right, Tony Montana. Words well said. Get the power, get the money, get the girl. Like a Hollywood movie. Everyone likes a happy ending. Never forget that. People love a happy ending. So make them proud. You make yourself happy in this life, or you can make yourself very depressed and sad. It's always up to each of us, always up to you and me. It's all in how you want to go about it. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, Hanoi Jane, otherwise known as Jane Fonda, that bitch of an actress, encouraged women nationwide to go out and murder, her words, not mine, pro-life Christians. And then the other day, a woman, a trans woman, walks into a Christian school and murders six people. Connection? I think there is. Connect the dots? Hell yes. Why does anybody keep asking why? Why these people do it? Every shooting, you've got these newscasters wringing their hands. I'll tell you why. You're dealing with a bunch of nutcases out there. We have a bunch of nutty, militant people that have not been reined in or made to heel in decades in this country. They're running amok. Not about the gun. Don't blame the gun. The gun's an inanimate object. It's who's behind the gun that matters. Also, you parents, you're asleep at the switch. They said this person, this thing, the shooter in Nashville, smuggled in many guns into his parents' home. Look, if you're a parent, if you aren't noticing this, then I hate to say it, but part of the fault's yours. You're the early warning system. You're the canary in the coal mine. And if you don't notice basic things about your so-called son or daughter, get your head examined. Why don't you start noticing some things? Get off your crack. Get off your drugs. Get off your alcohol. Stop being a bum, a parental bum. You heard me. Many of you are. You're leftist Democrat parents. You have kids, and you run your house kind of conservative, actually, but you don't want to notice anything. God forbid you notice anything. Then you got to do something about it, don't you? And that's where the rubber meets the road. You don't want to do anything. You want to sit there, eat your bonbons, and watch your stupid primetime television, which is meant and designed to dumb you down. And boy, has it done a number on you. Also, look at our administration. We got this so-called president, Joe Biden, who wants to eat ice cream. When the Nashville shooting happened, he joked about eating ice cream. His first opening salvo. A nation is mourning. He doesn't care. He just goes out there and goofs around, smiles, talks about all the ice cream he has stored away in his master freezer in the White House. This is what they think of you people. Your kids mean nothing to them. The murder of your children means nothing to them. They think it's a joke. They think your lives are a joke. Well, they rob and plunder and pillage you. The question to ask more and more by many Americans who called, written show, is when do we step in and stop it before we have no more country left? How about those apples? Think about it. Well, some people on the last show have blocked me on Gab. And I have blocked them. A couple of trolls came out. Well, I am in the business of offending you. So get used to it, America. As you are listening to the last free speech platform on the radio in America, in this country, they firmly believe that you have a supreme, God-given right to express yourself. I want you to express yourself, America. This is the last free speech radio portal in America, in the universe, in this nation, where you can speak your mind freely and be heard by millions. And where you won't get cut off in 1.2 seconds by weak, rhino Republican, cuck, radio host who feels you are too controversial or you are too offensive or that we shouldn't go there, quote unquote. On my show, you can call in and you can talk freely. Now, naturally, we have a show with a time limit. We are up against the clock on many shows, so we have to limit, but at least you have a little bit of time to talk about what's on your mind. I told you on the last show that the stench, the putrid stench, is so bad. In Washington, D.C., we can smell the rats all the way out here in the Rocky Mountain states of America. We not only smell a rat, we know they are there in power. And it gets worse for the day in the nation as they slowly strangle our freedom and liberty, and they implode the nation from within as they seek to plunder America with more taxes, more fines, more regulations at our collective expense. We all know it's true. Now, it has been rumored in Arizona, where I reside, for quite some time that Governor Katie Hobbs, now this is a rumor, I've got nothing to back it up, but these rumors persist that she and maybe some members of her cabinet are on the Mexican cartel payroll to allow millions of illegals into the Southwest on the Arizona side of the border. Drugs and other contraband would all follow suit, allegedly, of course. And again, I have absolutely no facts to back that up, but I've been hearing it on the street for quite some time now. But time will tell. So in the meantime, I say you be the judge, America. Watch her actions. Watch what she does. Actions always speak louder than words. And let's see what happens. Let's see what shakes out. Carrie Lake has got her suit at the Arizona Supreme Court. She won a victory last week. But let's see the next round on that as well. Remember, they aren't just attacking women and children. They are attacking everything connected to God and especially to Christ. Our forefathers were a brilliant people. It's really a shame, in my view, that we lost control of the country in just 100 years. We can take it back, but it's going to take a lot, believe me. Well, you've heard this before, and I think it's worth a mention again, this famous quote by Thomas Jefferson about the central bank. Now, that banking scandal has been simmering a little bit. It's been quiet the last week or so, right? But he said this: if the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations which grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children
wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. True words. That's where we're headed. Didn't they say at the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab, they want you to have nothing and you'll be happy? They want you to eat bugs? We want them to eat bugs. We want them to have nothing. And we can, you can play at that game, put it that way. Well, there's always the philosophers out there and the people and the pundits. On my show, we'll try to get to the nitty-gritty. We'll let America speak. We will offer solutions during the show. This isn't just the talk show. We do offer many, many solutions, many things I have proposed over the years that are very good, a lot of common sense. As they say, hope has two beautiful daughters. Their names are anger and courage. Anger at the way things are and courage to see that they do not remain as they are. And St. Augustine said that. The show has the power of sharp words. Our culture, such that it is, right now is sorely lacking in recriminations and real justice. People have asked me this past week, where do you see America going? Where do you see things heading? Well, I'll always say the truth on this show. On the daily news feed, we're watching all this go on. We are watching the prelude, in my view, to intense civil unrest and possibly war at this current trajectory that we're right now on. In fact, we could already be at war. It just hasn't gotten hot yet. Hasn't gone Connecticut, if they say. But the godless, globalist Democrats and the progressive Marxists that are out there, they're pushing us closer to that every day in their thoughts and deeds. And most of the news now, if you listen to these talking heads, it's phone news. It's fake, manufactured, terrible, very little hardcore news. Like the old days when the reporter would be on the beat. You know, reporting for the streets of America. Love that. I like street guys. Tell me what's really going on at the local level. That's what we want to know. Well, the Biden plan is to disarm honest American hardworking people and take away your guns is the plan, is the ultimate plan. Now, right now, my view, as I told people, we are living in Weimar America. We have the height, the exponential height of faggotry running amok in our society, in our military, in our government. It's no wonder our military can't make its recruitment goals. This is all over the news. They have no one to blame but themselves. What red-blooded American male wants to be part of a woke faggot military? You tell me. I don't know many. So what they are doing, they are lowering standards, and they're recruiting people who are not fit for military service. The Nashville shooting. This will be a debate for a while. A real attack or a false flag attack? I think it's a real attack on many fronts. You know, I bet the families of those struck in that school were happy that a bunch of toxic males showed up with weapons, God forbid, locked and loaded to save the day. Very, very interesting. Well, tonight we're so glad everyone's here. We'll have a big show, a lot of good calls. It's time to get the show going yet again, my friends, for another rogue and infamous and legendary Von Wiehunt show. The Germanic Wolf has awakened and is ravenous. Never forget that.
Love that. Well, welcome again to the Von Wien Show. If you aren't preparing, I don't know what you should be doing. You should be preparing, getting ready for what's coming. You've talked about that on my show many, many times, about preparation, getting what you need. It's very, very important. Now, I'll tell you some, I wanted to share this with the audience, some near-death experiences that I found very interesting this past week that I found out about. I would like to share with you. You've heard of these. They're called NDEs, near-death experiences. Well, on my show, we'll talk about geopolitics, even the paranormal, some interesting information, national news. But it's this is things that are on a spiritual level, a metaphysical level. And this might even increase our emotional intelligence, as they say, right? Well, it's said that the veil between life and death is very thin. And I'm just talking to you as I'm talking to you here in the studio. And once pierced, it is said that you will see your creator and the heavens through the veil. There was a really very interesting story that came to my desk, studio desk here, where a little girl died in a hospital, and she was clinically dead for about an hour. These things happen out there. You nurses who are out there, or doctors, call the show. If you have anything you want to say at 563-999-3437. We'd like to hear from you about your experiences also tonight. But when the little girl came back, she told the nurses, the doctor, of an incredible story. Get this. Of meeting Jesus. And he told her, "You're going back, but I want to thank you for being my friend, and I'll always be with you." Wow. Incredible. Well, there is light and darkness in the universe, in the spiritual realms. On this show, we choose the light, but we will talk about the dark, absolutely. We're knowledgeable and aware of the dark. Oh, yes. But don't you want the Almighty One being your friend all throughout life? I know I do. What power that is. A true power to be unleashed in your own life. For the good. A positive power. Well, here's another one. Kind of interesting. A little boy drowned in a lake somewhere in America about a year or so ago. And the boy said as he was losing consciousness, of course, he couldn't swim up for some reason. He was drowning. He knew he was drowning. He said a portal opened up under the water where he could see this great man in white, in a white robe, walking right through the portal under the water towards him. And he knew instantly from, you know, from Sunday school or, you know, like the school in Nashville, was the Almighty Father, God, Jesus. And another portal opened up a few feet away, and out of it, a demon came out and tried to grab the young boy who was drowning. And Jesus told the boy to kick that thing in the teeth. The kid said, "Really?" You know, in his mind, they're talking telepathically in the spirit world. And Jesus said, "Go ahead, kick that demon in the teeth." And the boy did. And the demon made a yelp and scampered right back down into his black hole under his sea rock where he belongs. Then Jesus took the boy's hand, and he said that they sailed out of the water into the stratosphere and through the heavens, past the planets, to a magnificent, shiny city of heaven. Looked like quartz, the boy said, with streets paved with gold. And God told him to go back and tell the world. And for some reason, this story came on my desk. He said, "Tell the world that he does exist and that he is the Father." Now, somebody out there needs to hear this tonight. And so this is your long-distance dedication from the Von Wien Show. And the Lord told the boy, "Let the people know I work in mysterious ways. I have my own way of how I do things." And now the story is broadcast again
on the radio airwaves for all to hear. How about that? Sometimes things just flop on my studio desk. Not sure where this came from, but it was sent to me. And so there it is. Very, very cool. Very cool. Well, with that, let's get to the phones and let's get to Paul the Gladiator somewhere at his bunker or his cattle ranch in North Scottsdale. Gladiator, welcome to the show tonight. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, man. Yeah, I just left the horse ranch, man. I was there watching my pregnant mare. And
Coco with beautiful eyes,
yeah,
Coco
man.
Has.
Nice. Gorgeous. She's beautiful, man. She's about 3-4 weeks out from birthing out our beautiful baby Arabian. That's right.
Nice. What a country. What a gorgeous horse. Wow.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Yeah, man. So in a country that you can, you know, change your stars like I've done here in the last, you know, 12 months, we indict the president of the United States of America today. So the New York attorney got his wish and they came back with an indictment out of the grand jury today. Is that unbelievable or what?
I heard that. Yes, sir.
First president in the history of the non-banana republic, but now we got to call it a banana republic now, because now the government has politicized the law to go after their enemies in the hopes that they won't be able to compete against them for the highest office. That is the definition of a banana republic, and that's where we are tonight here in America. Unbelievable that, you know, folks are going to have to tell their children, yeah, we're just a banana republic. We're not a real republic. Right now, today, with this indictment, which is totally false, illegal on so many realms, we have now killed the American experiment. It's over. It's done. It didn't succeed, obviously, right? It's now been crushed.
No, it did not succeed.
It did not succeed.
Did. We had a good run.
Nope.
We had a good run, Paul, right?
Yeah. Benjamin Franklin said, look.
Yeah.
When they asked him, what do we have? What kind of government do we have? And he said, we have a republic if we can keep it. And we didn't keep it. We let it slip out of our fingertips. How, with all the people that testified literally on the Trump side of this issue, the lawyer for Cohen, the one man who he used as his consigliere, they both said, look, the guy made the payments on his own. Plus, it's not illegal to make a hush payment if your motive was that this information could hurt my family members. It's not illegal in the state of New York. There is no illegality to that. You can have a non-disclosure agreement and pay somebody to shut their flipping mouth.
That's right.
And they know this is going to get kicked out of court. There's never going to be a trial. There's never going to be anything.
No.
He's got way too many good lawyers on this. I've heard all of them speak on this. And they're just going to let it go. But they just want it on record that they got the indictment through the grand jury.
That's right.
Wanted.
It's all about saying your leader, if you're a Trump guy, was indicted. It gives them an arguing point. That's what this is all about. Nothing more. It's a political kangaroo court, that grand jury in New York.
That's right. I remember the remake of Fun with Dick and Jane with Jim Carrey. And they were sitting at home, him and Taya Leone, and he saw on TV, the news was, you know, the communications manager, that's Jim Carrey, has recently been indicted for what he said on the, you know, CNBC newscast. And he starts running around the house. Indicted. I've been indicted. Indicted. I've been indicted. Indicted, Jane. I've been indicted.
Right.
And that's what this reminds me of. It's a joke indictment. It is ridiculous. And I can't believe that they're trying to get away with this. And
I know.
Even just the start of it, it just boggles the mind. You can't make this stuff up.
You can, man. And I was going to leave the show with that, but I thought, well, let's let that fester a little bit out there. And I knew we'd bring it up during the show and next week, of course. They've been itching to get an indictment against Trump. I said years ago their political fantasy was to arrest Trump. And I still think that's pending. They're trying to figure out a way how they can legally do it and get him in cuffs, do the perp walk in front of all the TV cameras.
Yeah, but, you know, the secrets, he's got Secret Service, and there's no way that's going to happen. They're never going to allow that to happen.
Let's hope not.
It'll be done behind closed doors, if done at all, because,
right.
You know, the lawyers are going to be just like, you know, screw you. It's not happening. You know, so.
Right.
Yeah, it's.
I know, man. It's terrible. I mean, look. They've been hounding Trump forever, and they got their little indictment. They got their little thing that they can bitch about and argue now. Their talking point, and all the media now, that will be the feeding frenzy all weekend long and all next week. Trump was indicted. And they'll have panels and discussions and libtards on TV talking about it left and right. And then the rhinos then will pick it up in our party, and they'll say, yeah, because Trump was indicted, we can never have him as our nominee again. See? They're going to run with it, too.
Yep.
Works both ways.
But that's not going to fly, because that doesn't work. It's got to be conviction, not indictment. So indictment's
true.
Only, hey, we think we can get somebody. Conviction is the key, right? Thanks, man.
But see, the rhinos will say, well, that's bad optics for the Republican Party. We can't have that. Hear them now.
It's not up to them. It's up to the voters, and the voters will be like, no, he's more my man now. Look, he got through that, you
right?
know?
I'm hoping that's what
emboldening.
This is.
Yeah, they are emboldening
people
to say, you know what, screw that. You know, this is a banana republic. Not working, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, forget it.
Yeah,
out of whatever
I think you're
say,
right. I think
you know?
Trump has gained support with the indictment.
Mm-hmm.
He has gained support.
Oh yeah,
people are pissed off about it. And yeah, absolutely, man. Well, what's your thoughts on the Nashville shooter and the war against white people? Because now, Paul, the government says that it's the trans crowd and the fags that are the victims here.
Well,
not the little kids that got murdered.
Here's the thing.
Let's be blunt.
I'm glad it was a girl who wants to be a boy, because here is a woman, a young woman, who got multiple rifles and handguns and went to a Christian school that she actually went to. She went there to school herself, and, you know, this is her feeling that she needed retribution for that, for what they were, you know, trying to teach her in the right manner and way, because she probably was the troublemaker in school. She was the one, she was the outcast, and that kind of pushed it to this level. And now she, hang on one second, let me turn off my alarm.
Sure.
Don't want my, can't have the work truck stolen. And, you know, so she went back for retribution. She did send a message to her family and friends. I may die today. You will hear about this. I am going to take many people out. Now, why wouldn't any of them that she sent to multiple people that specific text message, why wouldn't any of them had called the police?
Well, that was my point in the monologue. Right.
Yes, go
where
to
are
her
these
place,
people?
Do a
parents, friends,
check,
family.
Yeah. Do a wellness check and discover, you know, what's going on. because and so they didn't even care. Her friends didn't even care enough about her to try to save her life.
That's right.
Saying, hey, do a wellness check on her. She says she's going to die. And the only way that could happen, and we know she has guns, is if she and the police are going to get into it. And, you know, they could have tried to save her life. They didn't give a shit about her because they're probably all transgendered as well. And
that's right.
And now you've got this group that's going to arrive in Washington, D.C. What is it, like trans... I don't know, trans versus the world or something. The Washington, D.C. march.
Yeah, Trans Vengeance Day.
All photographing themselves, holding AK-47s and handguns that they're going to go
to
Washington, D.C. with guns. Okay, have it out with the Washington, D.C. police, FBI. Go take them on. Go ahead, see what happens.
Right. Well, they also want war with America. They want their fantasy... all over Twitter, and as they want to attack the white Christian European people of this country. And they said, if you don't agree to my pronouns, if you don't affirm my sexuality, damn you all, I'll kill your kids. Bottom line.
Well, they're going to show up in Washington, D.C. Now, every news channel, even the national media, it's all over Fox News as well, they have shown the flyers and the digital advertisements of this Trans Vengeance Day, and they're all going to Washington, D.C. Now, let's see if the Capitol Police and the FBI will be ready for them, because when people threaten, now this is an open threat to show up with AK-47s, rifles, and handguns, so you know they're going to have to be ready. I mean, they cannot just stand down. Right. I mean, that would be ridiculous. Right. That would be to the nth degree. We all have to move to fucking Switzerland and just denounce our United States citizenship at that point. Right. So they know they can't stand down. They know they're going to have to show power. And what are they going to do? They're going to wrestle all these young girls that want to be boys and young boys that want to be girls down to the ground with guns. And somebody's going to pull the trigger. And then the police are just going to have to let loose.
That's right.
Now here's the funky story. The same police department who refused to arrest people for crimes in Washington, D.C., car theft is up 120% in the last year. Standard theft is up 27% in the last year. Assaults are up 22% in the last year. I mean, this is the Washington, D.C. crime rates. They're outrageously out of control. They refuse to arrest people, and those that are arrested are not convicted because they're let loose. They don't even want to try to put them through a trial and try to convict these kids. So the attorney general there and the police department, now you're going to have this wrestled to the ground, a gun goes off. Now they're going to have to kill all these trans kids. And then Biden and the Democrats will be like, yay for the police department in Washington, D.C., for not arresting people and allowing the crime to just double. Then they're going to be like, damn, those police, they killed all the trans kids. So they will flip the script. Instead of praising them, they will bastardize them and try to destroy them. And then they'll say, okay, let's destroy the police department in Washington, D.C., defund the police again. That'll be their next narrative right after. Well, guarantee, mark my words, this is going to happen. Okay, the whole thing's a joke. It's all because one little girl was standing in front of a mirror and wanted to be a boy, couldn't decide, got freaked out, didn't like the Christian side that her mother sent her to the school, by the way. So it's not like she didn't kill her mother. She didn't go to her mother's house and tell her mother, hey, screw you for sending me to that Christian school. She went to the school to kill them. 9-year-old kids. I mean, what did they do to that trans girl? They destroyed her life? Did the black Christian janitor destroy her life? Did the woman who is the dean of school, a very male-dominated Christian school deanships, here's a woman who confronted her in the hallway
probably yelled to her, put the fucking gun down, part of my French, and she shot her in the head. I mean, it's an isolated incident, but here's the thing. Because it's all over the news, and everybody, you know, is now giving her, even though she's dead, giving her 15 minutes of fame, they are feeding into what she wanted. She wanted the notoriety. They all do. All these mass shooting people do. And all they do is create copycats to them people that are depressed and don't want to go through life anymore. And they say, you know what? I'm going to be just like them. I'll be all over this. I'll be famous, and they will remember me, and maybe they'll think about how bad they treated me, and I won't be around for them to bitch at anymore. So they create copycat killers, because now they say, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to do the same thing. And it just keeps perpetuating the system of these mass shootings. And
right.
the media sensationalizes it, the Democratic media, and that's what perpetuates even more. And they don't even know that they're the ones perpetuating it, because they want the ratings. They want the eyeballs. They need those 10 minutes on that story, because that's how they get the eyeballs, to get the commercials, to get the money to the companies that are putting the commercials on, to pay the anchors and the executives upstairs their big fat salaries. And they're the ones perpetuating all of the murder. They should never talk about the person who murders. They should only talk about the people who got shot and the heroes that were either dead or that saved the other people from getting killed. Those are the only people that should be sensationalized. And then copycats wouldn't exist, because they're like, well, who shot him? Nobody knows. Well, I want to know. Mm-hmm. Nope, can't know. Nope, we don't make them famous. They're complete idiots.
But, Paul, we have to read their manifesto on the air, and we have to figure out why they were so angry, why they were so mad.
Right.
Wait, this is good for the TV ratings. People want to know. They want to go down the road. They don't give a rat's ass about those kids that got killed or the three adults.
No.
Oh, screw them. Screw you, America. F you. But we want to know and spend 90%, or I'd say 95% of all the media time already is on the shooter. Why was she trans or whatever? And again, I use their own language to put the spotlight on them. They hate it. They were livid. The people were, why do you call her a trans shooter? Why are you, that's disgusting. You're bringing up her sexuality. Well, you guys are funny on the left. You have a race and sexuality and gender 24/7. You're only mad when we on the right bring it up and talk about it. You're like, how dare you? That's only for us to talk about. No, screw
mad.
You. You bring it up,
mad.
I can bring it up. They go, fuck themselves.
They got mad because she wanted to be called a he, and I'll be damned if I'm ever going to call she a he. It was a she. It was a girl. So,
that's
you know,
right.
The whole media is perpetuating this. And I only want to know about the victims. Those three cute 9-year-old kids, you know.
Yeah.
And good for the young boy's parents who did not send a photograph and refused to allow his photograph to be put up on TV. Good for them. Keep it private.
That's right.
You know. But
that's right.
I just want to know about the police who went in. I want to know about the victims, and screw the murderer. Chop their head off, bury them in oil, and don't give them a proper burial. They don't deserve it.
I agree. Those shooters should be chopped up and fed to pigs. They should never have a headstone. I'd have a law. They should never have a proper burial. They will. Nobody will ever go to their grave and have a seance. Or hold hands and sing Kumbaya in the future. Nope. Where'd they go? We fed their body to pigs. Their pigs
and
went to slaughter. Because that's what they did.
Feed them to the pigs and become pig poop, or throw them to the alligators and become alligator poop, and let the fish eat that poop in the river, and that's it. You're done.
Sure.
You're gone.
You're gone. We're not going to spend taxpayer money to give you a headstone. Your family, I would just have a law. If you're a serial killer, you don't get a grave site. You don't get a proper burial. You'll have no service and no headstone.
Yep.
None.
And we don't even, we
persona
don't even
non grata. Mafioso style. Alligators. That's where you belong.
Get them unknown.
You belong to the pig or alligator excrement. All they is all they get.
Don't put their name in the newspaper. Don't put their name on TV or radio. Keep them an unknown. Keep everything from the public. We don't want to know who they are so that no other shooter says, I'm going to be famous too. Those potential shooters are all over the place.
Well, I want to know who they are, but once you find out, don't dwell on them. And I'm sorry, their body is state becomes state property. No, it's not going to be given back to the family for a proper burial. No, 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 no. None of that. That'd be the news. That's the, on this show, folks, we do offer solutions. There's one for you right there, America. Start doing it like that, and I bet you we'll have a downtick in these shootings. Because you're right, Paul. These young kids go, well, I want to be famous now. I want to be famous for a whole day. I want out. And here's the way to do it. Suicide by cop. Kill my enemy, and I'll be a glorious martyr for my cause. And I'll get a proper.
And now the White House, they could actually open up the gates to the White House and literally hand all the transgenders a handgun, because the transgenders are now saying, I'm afraid that someone's going to try to shoot me. Wait a minute. It was the transgender who shot the six people and killed them. The police had to go in and shoot the transgender. Don't go shoot people, and the police won't shoot you. You shouldn't fear for your life. Don't grab the gun and go to kill people. And now the transgenders are saying, but I'm afraid for my life. I need a gun. No, it's the opposite way around. People are afraid of you, you dummy, because they're afraid you're going to get a gun, kill them, and do suicide by police. This is the pattern that we're seeing.
That's right.
Over and over and over. And then all the left-wing liberals want to say, well, we should just find out what's mentally disturbing them. You are mentally disturbing them by telling them that they should be transgender, you dumbasses.
They are, Paul. And the thing is, they'll always make it the right wing's fault. It's always the whitey's fault. Always the white man's fault. Always. Never their fault. Well, the reason why we got to get the gun was because we're afraid the mean white Nazi guy is going to shoot us. That's why we had to shoot up the school. In a way, we're like protecting our little group of trans people. That's how effed up their mentality is. Yeah, it's a big mess.
How about this? What's disturbing these children and turning them into transgenders are the gay and transgender, pro-transgender teachers that are all over social media with their gay flags in their classrooms and their purple hair and their rainbow stickers and rainbow pins on their clothes, and they're promoting transgendering gay to the students. How about the politicians say, okay, wait a minute, we don't need any more social service people. What we need to do is ban the teachers from actually teaching and indoctrinating, educating children with a forceful nature to be gay, to be transgender. Because young kids can't make up their own mind, and the teachers are with them for 6-7 hours a day, and the parents are paying the towns and cities and suburbanite areas to educate their children, and these people are hiring gay, lesbian, transgender teachers, pro-transgenderites, and that's why the youth is a freaking mess.
It is. That's the real crux of it. We have too many teachers that promote this filth, this degeneracy, this ideology in our public school system. And that's the root of the matter. They don't spend enough time teaching history or math or reading. It's all about your sexual ideology. A lot of these teachers need to be looked at under a microscope, and I don't know what baggage they bring to the classroom, but I would have a law if I was governor. We're going to start doing some background research on our teachers, and I would have some monitors in the classrooms. I'd have a toll-free number for the kids to call and tell me what happened in class. And all there's all kind of things you can do, because that's a big, big part of it, is these teachers make it sound like it's so hip and trendy and cool. And when you're a 9-year-old kid, when you're an 8-year-old kid, now you and I were different. I was always mentally tough. A lot of people are not, and I get it. But when you're a young kid, you just don't have the wherewithal. You don't have the good mind or a good filter, if you will, to look at a homosexual teacher promoting their ideology to you, even for 5 minutes. It doesn't matter. 1 minute, 1 second is too long. And then a lot of kids don't have the wherewithal to combat that, because they're just young kids, skulls full of mush. They're there to learn. But with these teachers, I would have a law that if they are caught promoting ideology like that, fire them. Ban them from teaching for life. Ban them. No more just firing them. Ban them from the schools.
You got the Facebook accounts, all their social media accounts. If they're gay, if they're rainbows, you got to say, you know what, you probably could be a good teacher, but we can't hire you here. Why? Because you're going to indoctrinate children to be gay and transgender. Sorry, you can't work here.
Right, that's not how we're going to conduct the school. I don't care if you're a PhD or a guy or gal from Mensa. You have an ideology that goes against the grain of our school. You're never going to be hired. It's true. Right. Paul, thanks so much for the call, man. Appreciate it, bro.
Man. Everybody have a great night.
Have a great night, man. You bet. Bye. You too, buddy. Yeah, we have these teachers that are out there. And no one's bringing that one up. That's the big elephant in the room. And these teachers go on Twitter, and they go on social media. I see them all the time. And they always say, if you're not leftist, and if you're not gay, or not a communist or a cultural Marxist, you have no reason to teach our kids, is what they say. It's the exact opposite. If you are those things, you should not ever be in front of a classroom. That's the big problem in America. It's a systemic problem. We have so many malcontents, degenerates, communists, Bolsheviks, just whack jobs, just nutcases. Call them what you want. Use whatever word floats your boat that are in front of our kids teaching them. And that has got to be stamped out one way or the other. It's ridiculous. We cannot go on. Because these kids are very impressionable at that age, and many of them do not have a good mental filter. They're not adults yet. They're sorting out life. My God, they can't even pack their damn lunchbox. And you got some queer in school telling them to be gay, telling them to affirm. And they say, well, you're not really a man or a boy, or a boy or a girl. You're really X. You're really binary. And they flood their kids' heads with crazy psychobabble, things that are not based in reality, natural law, or science, and these kids come out crazy. And year after year of indoctrination, this is nothing but indoctrination. Now, if the kid goes home, and if the parents were Democrats and whack jobs and nutcases, okay, now the kid's got two military fronts to fight. And if the kid doesn't have a good mentor, if he does not have a strong belief in God, well, they got rid of that, didn't they? The kid can't even go to church. He's called you are a religious bigot. His parents don't go to church. He's got no spiritual law, no spiritual backing, nothing. For 24 hours a day, he has a whack job queer teacher. He has leftist Democrat parents.
It is sad to say, but some kids don't stand a chance. And they're going to come out damaged, and they're going to come out whack jobs, and they do not have the mental wherewithal, the mind, if you will, the spirituality, the strength, no inner strength to combat this evil, to combat any of it. And it is evil. You've got to call evil what it is. If you're in front of a classroom and you're a teacher out and you're supposed to be teaching English or math or science, and you spend 20 minutes, even 10 minutes, talking about your perverted sexual ideology to kids, I'm sorry, I'd fire you on the spot. I have no problem doing that. I'm not bluffing. I would fire you on the spot. You're fired. Pack your shit and get out of here. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. That's how I roll. I'll teach the kids myself. My God. No wonder this nation is the laughingstock of the world. No other country tolerates this crap but America. America loves to tolerate crap. Big liberal, Babylonian whore, big Democrat nation, big fucked up nation, queer nation, getting worse by the day. But I'll tell you a few things. You know, let's not forget it was the two white cops that went into that school that shot that trans shooter. You know? Many other of the cops, they stayed out there in the street. We got two guys that were heroes that ran in there. I love that when they go, get inside now, now, go, go, go. Love that. Open those doors up, and those guys just tore in there. If you're a cop, you hear shots, you go where the shots are. That is your job. You don't call for backup. You move. Take action. Make a freaking decision in the street, and then just do it. Like Nike says, do it. You talk a big game. Well, now it's time to pony up and do it. Now, we got the President Joe Biden bitching and moaning that now it's the gays and the trans people that are under attack. Bullshit. It's total BS. It's more Bernie Sanders. These people have been walking around with AR-15s threatening you for years. I've been talking. We have talked about it a little bit. We never dwell on this group. But, boy, they want to be in the headlines. We'll make them freaking famous. We'll make them famous. Well, yeah, there were a few people that I had to block from my Gab page that were just too offended. If this show offends you, turn the dial. I don't care. We don't need you. Do not need trolls on this site. I block them immediately. I know their angle. I know their game. Trolls online, we block. We block them every week trying to get into this show. We blocked them from the chat room. I've banned the people from a blog talk before. Yeah, it is what it is. We have a nation under siege. You know, they want to indict Trump. That's another political kangaroo court up in New York. And, you know, look, these Q-tards are claiming that Trump being indicted is part of the plan. What, right? Trust the plan. So funny. These trans people are militant. They're arming up. They have said, not me, this is what they say, we're going to harm your kids. Put their money where their mouth is, don't they? Yeah, I just don't want to spend, I have a person that does this, I don't want to spend one dime of taxpayer money for their headstone or anything like that. I really don't. The sharks have to eat too, you know, and the pigs and the alligators. Throw their body where the sun don't shine. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about them anymore. Yeah, they're 50 minutes of fame. It's over. They're now in hell with the devil where they belong. And yes, there is a hell, and they're there. That's a very fitting place. The devil can torture them now for eternity. You either believe or you don't believe. I believe. Well, great call by Paul the Gladiator. Get your cocktail. Strap in. I shall return after these very brief messages. Get a cocktail. Get a beer.
Sit back in your favorite chair, and we shall return.
You can't handle the truth unless you tune in to the Von Weehunt Show. That's right. He's no rhino. He's no paper-thin prosecutor standing in front of you in the courtroom. He's a real guy with real convictions, and he's got his own show on Thursdays on DarkSkyRadio.com at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Be there. Don't be a wimp.
Yeah, you know what I like about Von? He's like a trainer, you know? He's not going to get out there and, like, tell you a bunch of lies to try to make you puffed up or anything. He's going to tell you the truth. He's going to tell you what you need to know and nothing more, nothing less, you know? And that's what I had with Mickey. When Mickey would be out there training me, he'd be telling me what I needed to hear. He wasn't going to give me something I didn't need to hear. He wasn't going to tell me something that wasn't true. He was going to hit me with the facts, you know? And that's what I really love about Mickey. I miss Mickey. But Von's like that, too, with his audience. He's not going to go out there and tell you something that's not happening, that's not right, that's not true. He's going to tell you the facts. He's going to give it to you as it is, straight up. That's what I love about the guy, you know? So tune into the Von Weehunt Show because, you know, that's where he's going to give it to you straight up. You know, it's just the way he is.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around.
I apologize, but tell me, just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, when, baby? Let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Yeah! You're damn right. I got a picture of Tony Montana, new in the studio. That was pretty cool. Well, back in the day, he said this.
All I have in this world is my boss and my word, and I don't break them for no one.
Who put this thing together? Me.
Yeah.
That's who. Who do I trust? Me.
Yeah. It ain't like an eye on this one. Hey. Yeah. From it, Tony Montana, hey, I'm Tony Montana, hey, I'm Tony Montana, I'm Tony Montana, hey, from it, Tony Montana, hey, I'm Tony Montana, I'm Tony Montana, hey, from nothing to something, hey, I'm Tony Montana, I'm Tony Montana, hey, from it, Tony Montana, hey, I'm Tony.
That's right. Right now in America, we're all Tony Montana. Be on guard like Tony Montana. What are you going to do when they come for you, like in the movie, in the great Brian De Palma film? They came for Tony Montana. What did he do? Watch the movie. You'll find out. Why, in our World War II segment tonight, it is true that Hitler declared war on all who declared war on Germany first, I may add. And then the streets were cleaned up from the decadent Weimar Republic. Oh, yes. Well, police confirmed the Nashville Presbyterian Church school shooter was a 28-year-old Audrey Hale, who they themselves identify as, quote, transgender. The 28-year-old male identified as a female woman, mental instability on display for all to see. Now, back in the day, these people were called mentally unfit for society. And the old American knew they were violent, knew they were dangerous, and they put them in mental wards. Just saying. What happened. We had a tweet from the Arizona Governor, Jocelyn Berry, press secretary for Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, with her two handguns out. And she goes, more or less, that she wanted to inflict a violent meme against more or less white Christian America. This is how they feel about you, America. They hate you. We have many Americans that go about their day. But these people, they want you and your entire family dead. I've told you before, prepare accordingly. And now Madonna says she's going to go to Nashville to kick off her summer tour. That's just what the distressed families of Nashville need right now, is another damn Madonna concert. Wonderful. Great. Fantastic. God. I did hear she puts on a one hell of a light show. No doubt about that. She had some good hits back in the day, but she's become a political witch, just like Jane Fonda. Well, have you heard this in Israel? The American embassy is strongly urging Americans to leave Israel immediately. They are saying that civil war and civil unrest could be the result. They're also telling Americans in Russia and China, leave those two countries immediately. It's not what it used to be. Folks, if you haven't noted, if you haven't gotten the memo, okay, I'll just break it down for you on the show. The world's, whether we like it or not, is headed for war. Now, I hope that cooler heads prevail, always, that we do not have a major war. People die in major wars. Our economy could be shattered. Things could be scarce. We don't want that. But, again, history tells us otherwise, that sometimes when things are going great, there's a major war, a major calamity. We have China daily issuing threats against America, the Kremlin. Now, it takes two to tango. America is an innocent here, and our allies across the pond in NATO, we've been poking the Soviet bear for years. We're funding their enemy. We're prolonging the war in the Ukraine. We're killing indirectly, hundreds of Russian soldiers. How would you feel? Now, just take politics off the table for a brief moment. How would you feel if you're Putin or the Russian people, and you see your
your brother come back in a body bag, killed by an American armament. How'd that make you feel? Yeah, well, you get the picture. Not very good, would it? And you would want your vengeance. Rightly so. We should stay out of that damn Ukraine war. I told you before, in a weird way, if Ukraine falls, actually, the world would be a safer place. I'll tell you why. Because if we prolong this thing, it's going to go chemical or nuclear, or it's going to get, it's going to start World War III over there. So what if some NATO generals don't get that extra star on their collar? So what if they don't get to be a war hero or a war general or a war politician? Why would you want to be that anyway is a deeper question. I would want to be a president of peace with the biggest damn stick I could muster, with the biggest military. I want the biggest, baddest military behind me, SS style. I would only unleash it when I needed to. I would want to be a president of peace and show the world, here's how it's freaking done. But most of the world doesn't think like that. Everyone thinks they're going to conquer the world. The world's too big to conquer. Ask anybody that. Alexander the Great never conquered the world. He conquered his region. Genghis Khan never conquered the world. The world's too massive. It's too big. Nobody is going to conquer the world. We're the closest thing to it, America and the Roman Empire. And Hitler could barely hang on to Europe for a few years. He would have held on to it a lot longer if it wasn't for American help supplying the communists in Russia. These things have been going on for millennia, hundreds of years. Unbelievable what's been going on. Well, my God, we're going to get to some more calls here. But you know how I feel, America, about this stuff. This Ukraine thing, now Zelensky wants American nukes on Ukrainian soil to protect Ukraine from nuclear strike. I told you this would happen. I told you a year ago this would happen. When the war is going south on them, they're losing the war. And don't believe this crap that Ukraine's winning the war. They're not. Zelensky's getting scared. They're not winning the war. Okay? Now, our media is lying to you about that. And look, at some point, we have to say, Ukraine, you're on your own. We tried. We did our best. We wish you well. But you're on your own. Can't keep sending over hundreds of millions and millions of dollars to that rat hole that goes down the drain. We're never going to see any of that money back. It's gone. It's a poor investment. Yeah, we want freedom and democracy to reign, blah, blah, blah. But look, man, we have a bad economy over here. We have a $32 trillion debt. I'm an America first guy. I am not a Ukraine first guy or an Israel first guy. Or a China first guy. I'm not a Bolivia first guy. Okay? I'm not a Japan first guy. I'm an America first guy. So when you talk to me, I'm always thinking in that lens, that filter. What benefits my country, my people? And we're far from perfect. But that's how I look at it. To me, I'll help you. But look, at some point, we got to cut that apron string and move on. And let the chips fall where they may. Oh, I know the people in the CIA hate what I'm saying. Oh, you don't get it, Vaughn. This is the geopolitics. We're doing 5D chess here, man. Whatever, yada, yada. Whatever. All we ever see you guys do is lose wars. What all this 5D freaking chess you're talking about? What's all this stuff you're talking about? It's a bunch of BS. Well, Lincoln out there in flyover country. And then we get the Breath the Surfer and some more calls. World War II was just a little while ago, not even barely a lifetime ago. Really, if you really look at it, about 75 plus years ago. Well, back then, in World War II, it sounded like this. No, that was just a joke. That's not how it sounded in World War II. But that's how it sounds today in the Weimar American Republic, doesn't it?
Es spricht der Führer.
Let's get to Lincoln in the Flyover Country. Lincoln, welcome to the Von Wien Show. Been a while. How's it going, sir? How are you doing? Our condolences to your mom, by the way.
Well, thanks, Von. I appreciate that, man.
Anytime.
It's been, I guess, what, 18 days since she passed, so it's still pretty recent, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It is what it is.
Well, you know, when you have a parent go, it's a big, big thing. It was with me. Both might have passed away. And when they go, my father was the first. That was the hardest hit. And it's tough to lose a parent. You know, you're going to think about them for the rest of your life, as you should. You know, it's not a one-week thing. No, not at all. I think about my parents every day. I was very lucky to have them, and they were very lucky to have me. That's my spin on that. But no, it was it's a tough thing. But we have to march on at some point, you know. And that doesn't mean you don't forget about them. You never forget about them, you know.
No.
Not at all.
No, that's impossible, man.
It is.
I do appreciate the condolences. I want to talk about, you know, I was hearing you know, like the damn liberal Democrats and this LGBTQ shit and blah, 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 and all this and that. And that's fine. I agree with you completely. My question, though, is why does Donald Trump and these Republicans get a complete pass on that shit? Because they're just as guilty as those school teachers and the liberal professors and they're just as guilty, but for some reason conservatives give them a complete pass and bitch about liberal teachers.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. No, we've talked about that, the log cabin Republicans, Trump going out of his way with, you know, holding the gay flag. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's pictures of him on many occasions proudly holding up the gay flag at a campaign rally. See, those are things about Trump that I don't like. I like the man overall, but he's not my messiah. I don't agree with everything Trump says, and the Trump tards that believe in everything he says, that's not me. Count me out. You know, look, you're promoting an ideology. If you don't know it, I'll tell you, you know, if you're a candidate for the presidency, I don't care who the hell you are, if you're Trump or whoever, and you're promoting an ideology that has a militant malignancy to it, which we now know the last four or five mass shootings have all been, quote, trans shooters in America. They're not white guys. These are trans people. Now, you're right, Lincoln. It's bad, man. And the rhinos are right there front and center, aren't they?
Well, I mean, if we're going to call it rhinos, then I guess every single Republican in Congress is a rhino because they're all – I haven't heard one.
Yeah, I would say about 80% of them are. I agree with you. I'm telling you, I think about 80%, if not more, are rhino. The rhino is in cancerous infection. And that's why the Republican Party every year gets more and more Democrat. It's the withering away of what they used to have. Yeah.
I saw the did you see, I don't know if you ever watched the guy I pick on the most, Sean Hannity. Do you ever watch Sean Hannity, that pile of shit?
I try not to watch him, to be honest, but I catch about, just because I have to, I catch 10 minutes. But like I always tell people jokingly, the Sean Hannity show is the same show every night. He just changes a few of his sponsors. He changes around the words. It is literally the same show, same boring show every night. He bores the hell out of me. To be honest, he's not exciting. He's dull. But again, but look, he's successful and I'm not. He's a multi-millionaire. What he does, though, he does a safe rhino radio product and TV product for the masses. And there are times I wish I would have done that because I could be on, I could have a Fox News show, make millions of dollars, be a real influencer, and then get in my stuff where I could, but they don't give guys like me that kind of, you know, platform. Mm. But if you're a Sean Hannity and you play it safe your whole life and you just talk about watered-down RNC talking points, you never go off the script. He's a script reader. He's a teleprompter reader. He's really good at that. He wears the same gray suit every damn night, the same freaking tie. It's just, he wakes up, he parts his hair 1930 style to look conservative. He gets in front of the damn TV there at Faux News, Fox News, and just starts to blab a bunch of gibberish. You know? He's stuck in 1980. Yeah.
He had a show last week where he had the two Negroes from the Jesse Smollett thing, and I couldn't believe it. The conservative, he actually made a statement. He said, any true conservative doesn't condone anti-LGBTQ, rhetoric. True conservatives want you to mind your damn business. You know, it's none of our business what they do. So any true conservative, we don't put up with that bigotry and intolerance of the LGBTQ community. How in the fuck can a conservative watch this guy? I mean, seriously.
Well, I know what his angle is. His angle is he wants the conservatives to police their own. In other words, he wants to say, we don't care what you do behind closed doors. We want your money for our campaigns, and we want your vote. We're not going to chastise you in public or on the air
ways or TV, because we want your money, your donations, and we want your vote. Right now, Sean's right on one point. There are millions of these people in the country. Now, they used to be in the closet in the 60s, 70s, 80s. They were always there. But I think we have produced, we have manufactured 10 times more today than it was back there in the 70s and 80s because we have manufactured people. We have questioned them in the classroom at age 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The teachers have questioned their sexuality. Why do you think you're a boy, Johnny? Why do you think you're a girl, Mary? Why? And the kid goes, well, I'm a girl or I'm a boy. They go, well, why? Why is that? Tell the class, why are you a boy? See how it works? They intimidate the kids. And the kid walks home and goes, maybe I'm not a boy. Maybe I'm not a girl. Maybe I am with the teacher. You know, those teachers have a lot of sway, and they know it. Psychological sway, and really it's psychological torture and torment to a young mind. The kids should never even have to hear that BS from a teacher. And they start to question themselves. And that's what the teachers want. They want you to self-question yourself, self-question your ideology, your sexuality. And then the teacher will say, what? Your mom and dad have never brought this up before? They are terrible parents. How dare they? See? Real nasty, real accusatory, arrogant. And the kid goes, well, yeah, my parents have never talked about this. Then the kid brings it up. The parents say, oh, no, it's a bunch of rubbish. They kind of blow it off. And here's your dinner, son or daughter. Eat up. And the kid is festering because that teacher put a bug in their mind, a virus in their mind, if you will. And that virus festers and festers. And every day the kid hears the same stuff. He's intimidated. And pretty soon kids start to question too much. They don't let kids be kids. In our country, we don't let kids just be kids anymore. That's not enough. They have to be indoctrinated. See? That's how it works. And these little things, these little conversations go on in schools all across the country. And we are producing millions more kids who are going to fall in the same line as the natural shooter. So expect more shootings, America. Expect more. They're coming. That's what I have to say about that.
Well, the bright side is to all this is that the pendulum always swings back. And I think the pendulum is swinging back. I mean, there's guys I know who were literally just your normie conservative a year ago, 6 months ago, who are starting to slowly talk a little more like me, talking a little more honestly about race, talking a little more honestly about faggots and these people that call themselves trans and shit like that. I think the conservative party, the conservatives, they've always been behind them. They've never, ever been good at keeping the pulse of the nation. And the nation is getting sick of this shit, really. But they keep shoveling that shit to us anyway, and I think people are getting pissed off from that. And I think these Hannity types are starting to bleed followers, bleed listeners. I mean, they're like a laughing stock in a lot of circles. I mean, even some fairly big, like, conservative circles, like on Telegram. And I mean, these guys like Hannity are becoming a laughing stock to even conservatives now. Like, how did I ever watch this guy? All the problems that we got going on
exactly.
Right now, we got faggots everywhere. We got black men raping white women, you know, like roughly 100 times a day a black man rapes a white woman. And you want to talk about fucking TikTok of all things.
Well, yeah, we have the Rhino Republican Party. Can I call them Republicrats, like Democrats? Because they don't want to ever go down the race road because to them that's losing votes and money. They probably have done their internal figures at the RNC. Probably right now in the Republican Party, I'd say, easily 10, 15, maybe even 20% of the party is gay, can be viewed as gay, queer, lesbian,
trans, whatever. There are conservative people in those venues as well, and they donate. It's about the money, man. They donate cash, and they can vote in some key precincts. And the Republicans don't want to lose any votes or any money. And so what they do is they pay lip service to it, and eventually these people get in the committees. They get in the RNC. They or some run for Congress, or they run for the State House. They get into the leadership apparatus, if you will. And then they say, well, yeah, it's like, look at Buttigieg on the Democrat side. The Republican Party is going to have a lot of Buttigiegs in the future, a lot of young fags running for office. And I call them what they are. That's what they are. They're homosexuals, whatever. They are trans. They're going to be running for office. We're going to see it. And you're right. I mean, Lincoln, I totally agree with you that people that before, I better not talk about that. I might get in trouble, right? I might get in trouble. That crowd's going, well, wait a minute. You know, things are so bad. Now we have to talk about it. Well, I'd say, yeah, welcome to the party. We've been talking the real party. Because the party in D.C. is the uniparty. We all know that. And I've always told people there are two parties. There's the party in D.C., and there's all the rest of us out here in flyover country. Those are the two parties right now, the real two parties. Go ahead, man.
I mean, just imagine how bad the Republican Party is going to be by, like, 2032 or something. They're going to have, like, an RNC, and they're going to have some guest speaker. Well, for entertainment, they're going to have some 400-pound black woman twerking on stage with a fag flag behind her. And then they're going to do, like, a special guest speaker, which is like Shaniqua Sinagua or some shit. They'll be the special guest speaker in pronouns.
Yeah.
Zim, Zer. And she's a true conservative. She's married to two Saint Bernards, but she's a conservative.
Right.
That's by 2032. That's going to be the Republican Party. You know, and they're going to be the conservative.
Absolutely.
Ones. Still making fun of liberals.
Absolutely. You're spot on. That's what I'm saying. The way the Republican Party is going, you're right. They're going to have Lizzo, you know, or somebody or. Her name will be Shaniqua, or somebody's going to be the drag queen. They'll have a drag queen story hour at the RNC convention pretty damn soon, the way things are going. Well, this is part of our party. We have to support these people, right? Right? See, I'm a rhino on one level. I'm a Republican in name only, not the way you think of rhino, but because there's no other party right now in Arizona except independent. But I want to be able to vote in the primaries, so I align myself only on paper with the Republicrats, okay? Because they are they're terrible, but they're less terrible than the Democrats, and they're more in alignment in Arizona, at least. Now, nationally, they suck. In Arizona, they're pretty good overall. They're not perfect. I don't like everything Carrie Lake said. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but we have a pretty good Republican leadership in the state and the House. Our state house or our state senate, put it that way. And above those guys and gals, it's not that great. But, nationally they suck. And the RNC is going to have people twerking at the next convention. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I mean, nothing surprises me, as funny as it sounds. But, yeah, they're going that same direction. Terrible. Go ahead, man.
They have a big banner up. It's going to have, like, some 400-pound black woman twerking with an American flag bikini on or something. And the topic is going to be Democrats are the real racists, and they'll play some clip of Joe Biden in 2004 saying marriage is between a man and a woman. And say, see how bad the Democrats are? It's like, it's so fucking gay. It's like, you know, the whole thing is designed to keep us in this shitty two-party, vote for this fag-loving party or this fag-loving party. Neither one, both parties are completely anti-white. You know, and they know that the only thing that's ever stopped communism wasn't conservatives. Conservatives have never had a backbone their entire lives. The only two things that have ever actually cleaned this shit up and got rid of this shit from their countries is fascism and national socialism. That's the only two things that have ever cleaned that shit up and fixed their country. But we're never going to get there as long as we still have these two pile of shit parties arguing over TikTok and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Because, see, they want to distract you with TikTok. Well, the Chinese party, the CCP, every congressman can be an anti-communist. I saw them all morning, all week long, get up in front of the TV, right? They never talk about the black-on-white crime. And they would talk about the trans movement infiltrating their own party. That would be my question to them. How do you feel, Congressman Johnson, about the militant trans group in America infiltrating your own party? Well, you weren't going to ask me that. You were asking me about TikTok. I had a good TikTok response, Von Weehunt. No. I changed the game on you. I flipped the script. I'm doing the same thing to you that you do to us. Oh, they'd hate me. I wouldn't last long in network news. You went against the grain. Now we pissed off three advertisers, Vaughn, thanks to you. We need that cash flow, kid. Cash flow. You see, all these talking heads are scum. They are all scum. Okay, all the ones you see on TV, not maybe 1% is good. Most of them have a program director. And I get it. Don't get me wrong. They enjoy. Look, everyone likes to be paid a lot of money. I get it. We live in a material world. They're making their 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 million a year. I get it. They're rich. They beat the system. They're playing the game. They're only doing what they're told to do. They're told to ask questions. Are these softball questions? And so TikTok is the big distraction, Lincoln. You're right. And everything else, they won't touch with a 10-foot pole. What are your thoughts, Ben?
TikTok of all things, you know, what is the Chinese government going to do with my address or something like? I fear my own government. The Chinese didn't put the people from January 6th in jail and where they're getting sexually molested while Republicans don't talk about it. China didn't do that. China doesn't own all of our media. That would be Jews. China doesn't preach all this fag shit. Our government does. Like, I don't understand. We're so obsessed with China this. I fear our own government is the one doing this shit to us, not China.
Well, China is a threat to America, and we know there's a what I've always called a real America. Real America are the working people. Yeah, I can define them. Von Weehunt, who's real America? That sounds bigoted or racist or whatever. How do you define that? I'll define it, you MF-er. The real America are the people that get up every day, punch a clock, and make the country work. Boom. There. Back of your face. It's the real Americans that pay the taxes. It's the middle class, predominantly, okay? And that's real America. Real America are not the people who refuse to work, who want to be homeless, who don't want to do anything for the country but just exist and take drugs. They're not real Americans to me, though. Those are people that are deranged, mentally ill. Now, some of them are well-finding people who got there by accident. I'm not going to – sure, there's always an exception to the rule. But by and large, those people are on the street for decades because they want to be. They don't want to be under anyone's rules. And the thing is that, you know, we have a nation right now that is suffering. The reason why a lot of the countries of the world hate us, Lincoln, and you already know this, is because we do espouse the things that you're talking about. We're the only country – that promotes be gay, be queer. Why do you think all the countries, we don't want to be like America. We don't want to be a queer nation. We don't want to be a fag nation. We don't want this. But America promotes it. Be trans, be gay, be queer. It's the gay agenda. Hollywood promotes it. Our schools promote it. Our government promotes it. I can see why people in China don't want that. They have enough problems just feeding 1.4 billion people. The Kremlin doesn't want that in Russia. Putin puts the hammer down. Don't blame the guy. Don't blame him. Because once that festers, he knows I'm going to have a massive social problem on my hand. I'll have trans shooters over here in Moscow. I don't want that. I don't want it. You know?
My whole point, though, is it's we sit and bitch about Democrats promoting that stuff, but it's not just Democrats promoting that stuff. That's my whole point. That's really the only point I had tonight was we sit and argue, complain about Democrats this, Democrats that, but for some reason people give the Republican Party a pass for the exact same thing that they complain about with the Democrats. That was my whole point on that.
Great, Lincoln. I appreciate that, and I agree with you, man. I never give the Republicans a pass on this show. I say they do the same thing as the Democrats, just a little bit slower maybe, but they're right up there with them. Lincoln, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Great points.
Hey, have a good night, brother. I hope I talk to you on Telegram again sometime soon.
You know it, man. I've been there a few times. I haven't seen anybody, but I went there a few times last week. It was pretty quiet, but I'll be there again for sure, man.
All right, brother. Hell victory.
Hell victory, Lincoln. Appreciate it, man. Good call there from Lincoln. I agree with him. I've told you guys before, the RNC does the same thing. That's why a lot of people are getting affected with the Republican Party. They don't see a big difference. Now, when I was a kid, Republican really meant something. But in the last, two, three, four decades, it's been watered down. Every year they're more and more like Democrats. And you hear from most of us, we have to have consensus in D.C. No, you don't. You don't need consensus with evil. Now they're both evil. They were there. Nobody was ever pristine like the wind-driven snow. But the Republicans talked a big game for years, and they're just like the Democrats on many of these things. They all are vying for votes and dollars, and that's what you see, America. Unfortunately, there's no party that really stands out and really calls it. And that's why people go, I don't care if these parties can frickin' implode. I don't care, people will even tell you, because they want to see this accelerate and go down. They want a new system in place. Can't blame them. I told you the trajectory, we're going to have twerking at the RNC convention, as hilarious as that is. We're going to have pretty soon the Republican Party, I guarantee you, it's going to happen. And not right away. 5 to 10 years, they'll say, we're now for diversity, equity, and inclusion, too. Well, they're almost saying that now. They'll be embracing diversity. They'll have the kumbaya handshake. Pretty soon, the RNC will come out with a rainbow-colored flag. Why? To pander and to cater to the gay audience. Why do we let minorities dictate to the majority in this country what the hell is going to happen and what's going on? We have militant minority groups. Religious, could be Jewish, could be African American with BLM, could be trans groups, dictating to you how to live, dictating to you how to think. Why do we allow that? No other country lets minority groups dictate to the majority group of real America how to be, how to act, what to do. And what to do when you get there. We're not trying to win over millions of dumbasses in America. I'm not. I already know they're gone. Like the wind. Mentally gone. They're gone. I'm not trying to reach them. I'm trying to reach the lions out there and all that stuff. And, we'll get to Brett the Surfer next. We'll get the Surfer Report on a brighter note of where he's been, what he's been doing, and his thoughts on the Nashville shooter as well. We'll get to him after we hear Hawaiian Samurai. Surf America or die. Yeah, man.
Hey, Vaughn. How are you, brother?
Yeah, buddy. I'm doing good, man.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You sound like you're like in a little bit of a tunnel there.
Yeah. Well, that happens. You know, I got to get out, and I'm keeping it real. Just heading down to the sheep. Just a few days, got to chill out. But, yeah, I'm just really concerned with this, what's going on, you know, our industrial military comp. I mean, it's just a bad scene, the warmongers, you know. But we're over there throwing so much money. I just saw that they had passed an $838 billion more money that they're going to send over to Ukraine. You know, it's just unbelievable, man.
Insane. Yeah, it's insane. We need that money right here in America. There's no money for us. They say, screw you, America. You are Ukraine? Oh, here's $1 billion. You're Israel. Here's more billions. Oh, you're China? We will give you most favored nation trade status as your Chinese designation. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's just... You know, and it's scary where we're going, man. But I don't think Russia is one to really, you know, play around with. You know, these guys threaten nuclear annihilation, and it's pretty serious, you know. And it just seems like our government just wants to gin up a war, man. And it's interesting, the advertisements now for the military, Army, Marines, and. I don't know if they will have a draft. I don't know. That would be, but I don't think it'll go there. Unfortunately, that I think it'll just go nuclear, and that's a scary thought.
Oh, very scary. I would say this about the military. And this, you can take this to the bank. Okay. Listen up, America. Listen well. Von Wien will utter one of his words of wisdom to you. You cannot have a woke military and a badass military all in the same sentence. They are incompatible. They do not go well together. And you will have disaffected youth that will not want to join your service, which is what we're seeing now. No red-blooded American young heterosexual guy who wants to fight, wants to join a fag military. I'll just be blunt. They don't. That's why the recruiting goals are not being met. And I would tell the Pentagon this. You guys have already went fag and woke and gay and transgender bathrooms and battleships and submarines. Just stick with that. I mean, we're not even going to rely on you guys, really, in a war. We know you're going to lose it. I'm just being blunt. You're not going to win it on this strategy. You're going to lose. And when they invade, that's why Americans are arming up to the teeth. When we get invaded, we know, as I've always told you, there's no one coming to help us. We're on our own, America. That's why every home, every patriot home is full of arms and ammunition.
Yep.
We're not going to wait for the army to come. There will be no 911 phone call. No one's coming. Brett, they're going to be incapable.
That's the scary thing. That's the scary thing.
Right.
And even more reason to be prepared.
Right. We know, I hate to say it, you know, it's only a matter of time, man. You and I have talked about this a few times before in person, too, where it's only a matter of time when people always ask me, what's going to happen? I go, in my view, it's going to be, I in my visions, I believe it's going to be a naval altercation in the Pacific Ocean between the American Navy and the Chinese Navy. Something is going to happen. There's going to be a flashpoint. There's going to be bullets and bodies shed. Some kind of a flashpoint in the future. And that's going to kick it off. Yeah. And that's the most likely place where it would happen. And the Chinese would do it there because it's close to their home ports and bases, and they will have the advantage, and we're 10,000 miles away. Think about it. If you're China,
exactly.
and you want to get into, you want to rattle America's cage under, you're going to do it close to home, that South China Sea. You're going to blame the American fleet. Well, you got too close to our bases. Well, you did this, you did that. Tit for tat. And no one's going to be able to challenge them. And then when our American, we have a lot of brave military guys that are out there. I'm not denigrating our, I want the U.S. military to be like my dad's military. That's how much I love the military. I grew up on military bases, Air Force bases. They trained my mind well at military school at a young age. I went to Air Force Elementary School. We had excellent instructors.
Probably cleaned out your head and gave you a work ethic, and you know, that's an important thing. And
I thank God I grew up when I did and how I did, Brett, because not one of my teachers ever brought up your sexual identity or brought in a drag queen or asked about your sexual identity or asked about a pronoun or your gender. I've only heard about that stuff recently in the last several years. That was never, ever brought up. Not even thought about. Not even whispered. It was all academics. Academics. They pounded academics into your mind. And they got us ready. And they told us, get ready for war, boys. It's coming on your watch. Get ready for war. And they were right. We've seen lots of wars in my lifetime. They were spot on.
I mean, unfortunately, you know, I didn't think that our generation would end up actually seeing World War III, you know. I really, you know, but here we are, you know. And
I don't want World War III, and you don't either. I tell people we are a world at war because, well, we are. That's not my wish for the world. It is what it is. I knew at a young age that this was a world at war. We just were. I said, this is not a world of peace. Not at all. Quite contrary to what we were taught. Now, Americans love peace, right? Reagan had peace through strength. But we've had a series of weak presidents that have given away the farm. And now they think that America is ripe for the pickings. So Americans are not relying on our military. Yeah. They're arming up. Every neighborhood should be their own battalion, their own military. And that's what's going on right now. People are hardening their homes, Brett. They're fortifying their homes.
Yeah.
They are fortifying their neighborhoods.
You've got to be prepared, you know, for what may be coming, you know. And it's funny, the people that were in Ukraine before anything really happened, when all those Russian troops were starting to build up, everybody was just hanging out like it's nothing's going on. And the next thing they know, it's on, and everything just stopped.
That's right.
You know? And that's a scary thought that unfortunately it could come to these shores, you know. But, you know, I mean, I do think they just think that we're ripe for the picking, you know. You know?
I hope it never does either. People say, oh, that'll never happen here. It'll never. And I hope they're right. I want to be wrong. I have no ego here. I hope they're right and I'm wrong. But I will say, you know what the Hopi Indians in northern Arizona say in the Hopi prophecies? They say that our leaders in D.C. will stab America in the back, that they will let the enemy in the front door and the back door and the side door. Well, we see that now with immigration. And that they will go down to their dumps, which will be their grave. They don't explain that, but they do talk about the Hopi Indians, talk about Red Dawn invasion. They said that that America will have 200 million paratroopers, basically, like ants dropped from the sky, as their ancient Indian elders describe it. Ants dropped from the sky. There will be
now,
millions.
How old is that? Is that saying, that Hopi saying?
It's been, it's current up to the present day. Because I have friends that know them in northern Arizona, and they say what's going on now with COVID, the lockdowns, was long predicted. And they also say that parts of America will be conquered, and the Americans will be put in camps like they were as Indians.
Wow.
That they will be put in reservations.
Right?
Well,
it's
interesting.
Scary thing,
it's interesting to hear what they have to say about it. It may never come true, but I find it very interesting that they have talked about the end times of America. And in Revelations, we're not even mentioned. So you add it all up, and it's just interesting. That's why I think people know something is up, something is afoot. You see these people scramble for bunkers, hardened silos. I see that on a lot of YouTube channels, they're getting ready for something, something big. Remember, in history, big things happen. Big things. We've seen a lot of symptoms of a bigger problem. And on top of that, they want to get rid of our money, and they want to go to a federal digital currency. That's a whole other show. Digital currency.
That's the way to track you. Yeah.
That's a whole other can of worms. That's why I tell people, use your money while you can still spend it, while people still accept it. Because if they implode the economy at some point, your dollars overnight are going to be worthless, and mine too. Have things of value now. Now. Food, water, guns, ammo, extra clothing, for God's sakes. Extra medical at your house. Extra hiking boots. Get your cars ready.
Have gear, get things. Honestly, have a to-go bag ready that even you carry in your car. You know, a lot of people do that. They have something happen and they're far away, you know, always have a nice pair of boots and, you know, be prepared, Vaughn. We're Eagle Scouts, right?
That's right, damn it. They're going to close the stores at some point where you can't go in the store to buy anything in a panic situation. They can lock it down with another pandemic that they made up. They'll shut down the ATMs. They'll put you out of work like they did before. And you got to be thinking about how can the government screw me over? How can they screw me over? Well, they can come up with another Fauci, Wuhan lab virus for one thing. Then you read the ancient prophecies in America, the ancient tribes who say, we saw this coming. Our shamans saw this dancing around the campfire. Maybe they're right. All I got to say is a lot of things that are going on are kind of eerily similar to what I've read. And what I've heard.
When were those prophecies?
It's a horrible diatribe of what's called the Hopi prophecies. And the Hopi prophecies have been around for millennia. Well, for hundreds of years. But they add on to them every now and then. And basically, it's their wise elders, Indian chiefs, shamans, who have actually written down. And there are books on it. That you can get a book. It's even online where they talk about the end time. They talk about Armageddon. They talk about America a lot, too. What's going to happen in America? Your jaw's going to drop, buddy. It's amazing stuff. Scary stuff. Very scary stuff. But it makes a lot of sense to me where they say the government in America will be so degenerate that our own leaders will stab us in the back and they'll sell us out. We're seeing that now on a daily basis. They don't care what we vote. They don't care what we say. Yeah, they haven't cared for decades. Only getting worse. and they say they will allow the enemy to come through the gates. And they think, yeah, well, we're safe. We have our millions. We have our underground bunkers. But what the Hopis say is that when they go into their underground bunkers, they're not going to be able to get out for some reason. It could be earthquake or something. And they say God's going to strike them, and they will be sealed over tombs. And that's where they will die. Interesting. That's what they say.
It sure is.
You see, all this evil that they've concocted, all this evil against the world, they're going to go down their dumps thinking, oh, I'm fat, dumb, and happy. I'm the elite for me and my family. We've been promised millions for the next 500,000 years. We're set, man. We're set. Okay? The war starts. They get in their tomb. Earthquake happens, and they can't get out. And then they fight amongst themselves underground, the Hopis say. They'll fight amongst themselves for primacy, for power, for resources.
You know, when you don't have a soul, that's exactly what happens.
That's exactly what happened. That's right. They've lost their soul. They've sold America out. They've stabbed America's soul in the heart. And that is their fate among nations. There will be survivors, they say, the Hopis say. Now, I'm not hinging everything on what the Hopis say. That's not my religion, but I just find it, I bring them up once in a while because, to me, it fits very nicely into my program. You know, they have said things that they continue to say. And I've watched them. I first heard about them 30, 40 years ago. And I went, what's this Hopi prophecies thing? Kind of interesting. If it's right now, it's conversation and conjecture, Brad, but I do find it intriguing at the least, you know.
It is, and you've got to be a believer, and you get what you give, you know, and these warmongers are going to get, you know, what they've given for years and what their ancestors, you know, and the death and the destruction and the lies, you know, the massive lies that go on, you know, whether this shooting last week was, you know, whether it was some kind of MK Ultra thing, you know, I don't know, you know, with, you know, it just seems like another way where immediately Biden was out there saying, you know, get rid of the AR-15, you know, we need, you know, he's just immediately on his soapbox.
Next day, immediate. We have to do something about assault weapons. We have to do something, he always says. Have to.
Yeah.
You know? Scary, man. But the overall agenda, the overarching agenda here is to get your guns, outlaw your weapons, and confiscate them from you. Like, no mistake about it. And you'll never give up your guns.
Yeah.
Say what?
They're you know, and to track you and turn you into a slave, you know, and
that's right.
That old saying, I mean, was it Klaus Schwab? Didn't he say you'll be happy owning nothing? You know, I think he said something like that. And
Klaus Schwab said you will own nothing and you will be happy.
Yes.
Yep. I mentioned that here in the show a few times and on it. Yeah, he said that many times. You're right, Brett. But hey, man. We got to prepare. We're Eagle Scouts. You'll be out there surfing the waves. And we'll talk more about this. And we have war-gamed all this, Brett. The good news, we have the good news here at the Von Wayans Show. We have war-gamed all this in triplicate prior to any event. We know what's going to happen before it happens. And with that is our strength, my friend, our supreme strength.
So true. So true, Lon.
Yes, sir. Have a great night, Brett. Take care, buddy.
All right, man.
This is the war room and the war game room. Thanks, sir. Brett the Surfer surfing off the coast of America tonight. The West Coast, I believe. The beautiful California coastline. Well, we are tight for time. I knew there'd be a lot of calls tonight. We're going to get our tech wizard on for 5 minutes. And I hope to hear about some fun packs that are in the works. But we'll get on the Irish Pirate here. We have every show. There's just so much good stuff out there, man. Irish Pirate, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight?
Yes, sir. Hey, I even checked my email for the first time in probably a month. catch up with everything. I wanted to hear what you're going to lean on me for. There's a couple of things in there that are really bizarre that I probably should look into more.
No, I understand. You have a lady friend. I understand.
Oh, no. I mean, chess is in full season. I had to re-up my security guard license. Everything's coming down on me. And
It's the April push.
And I still need to.
That's right, man.
I still need to get another computer, and there's all this other stuff. Oh, and my car broke down, too, and I got it fixed. But anyway. They could swat at me. But
it's always something.
It's not going to knock me down. Yeah. But the interesting thing that everybody's leaving out, I mean, let's go with Nashville first. I like the Nashville Cubs.
Yes.
Somebody was on InfoWars today. I don't know the guy. He's the guy that's been filling in for Harrison Smith. He's been boring until today. He lit up on two things. The first one was he was from Nashville, and the coolest people out there to him is Nashville cops. They only were ticketing about 10% of their traffic stops.
Hmm.
I mean, unbelievable. These guys were so nice over a course of time. So first of all, and then, of course, the two guys that were wearing the cams, they went in as fast as they sped up when they got anywhere near the school. They rushed the school when they found out they were in the right place. I don't remember seeing that on the Uvalde video. I don't remember seeing that at Sandy Hook. They put on all kinds of shows and demonstrations that I still don't understand in those places. But these guys, man, they got to business. And
they did.
The biggest issue with the trans shooters that we're seeing so many of, they have one thing in common besides being trans, which many of the other shooters have in common with them. They're taking some seriously gorked out drugs. When they put that in their body, they are absolutely so out of control that the slightest idea that you could suggest to them makes them controllable. We've seen this before, believe it or not. This is interesting. We've seen this before. The kind of hormones that go into these trans kids are so potent that the most similar thing to that is what they give women over 40, usually, that are looking to get pregnant anyway. So many of that ends up getting the marriage and divorce, because the woman is just uncontrollable on those drugs, both in a positive way and a negative one. And I think it's exactly the same thing they're giving the trans kids. We're going to give you all these personal hormone blockers, and then we'll ramp you up with whatever it is you think you want. It's all artificial. I still even think that for diabetics, the insulin they give them, I think that's poison. I can't prove it. It sure doesn't react well in me. The moment I swore off of that, I've been a better man ever since. So I'm beginning to think that anything my body doesn't produce is poison. End of story. I know there's some things that might save you. You know, ascorbic acid is not vitamin C, but it will prevent scurvy. But you're not thriving. You're not thriving when you're on artificial junk.
Given to the diabetic crowd is unhealthy for them, and you could be right.
Well, the problem is if you're too far gone, you got to have something to stimulate, you know, your already shot organs. And so, but I don't know which is better, and I don't know how far gone you are before it doesn't matter and that type of thing. But if they're just telling you, well, you need to control your blood sugar, and we can control your blood sugar. And it's like, I don't need that kind of control over my blood sugar. Blood sugar is not the first thing my body's checking. It's checking all sorts of things and adjusting the blood sugar after the fact. And people like Joel Wallach that have cured this kind of thing treats what they think is the problem first, which in many cases is a mineral deficiency for him. I'm going to suggest chromium and vanadium have to be two of them. I'm not an expert on the subject. I am taking another controversial product. Kelly and I talked together for 2 hours with a guy because we were buying a product. It's a controversial thing. It's called Formula 216. I'm not plugging it. I don't make any money for selling it, but I can tell you that I've been taking it for a long time and it's still in trial. And probably when it completes trial and they tell you what it's doing, the CDC is going to shut it down anyway when they find that one out. You know how that's going to work. But anyway, we talked with this guy. I don't know if you know this. Bill Sardi was an excellent physician in the Christian realm and answered a lot of questions. And he died in 2022. And so they're trying to pick up where he left off. And they realize how much work he really did because he's being replaced by several people. And we were trying to get some truth into the ear of some of the people that are trying to pick this up. It's like, we're not – how do I want to say this? Bill Sardi was on the right track, but he was grounded. He knew what he was trying to do. A lot of the guys that are trying to continue what he's doing are more scientists than Christian. And they're losing their way in many ways. They haven't heard about certain things. They don't know where to look. Being able to treat people the right way in a hospital. I mean, let's look at it this way. Have you noticed, like, from 1950 to now, how many people die in hospitals? I mean,
a lot.
Do you think that's a coincidence? Yeah. Do you think that's a coincidence? Because it used to be they go to the hospital, they tend to let them loose, and they die, quote, unquote, of natural causes at home, which may be a true statement. But, man, if you're dying of natural causes in a hospital, that's not very natural.
That can't be natural. Sure.
And so the same thing is what I'm trying to suggest to these doctors. There's a lot of bad situations that are happening. People go to a hospital, go to a doctor, whatever, and something bad happens. And then they're reacting to it for the rest of their lives. And there's just too much of that. Mm-hmm. It's too obvious. And so now we learned even the shots that were recently given out for COVID, they targeted red states, 19-1 in Kentucky, of the, you know, the death tolls that were off of those. So we're now knowing that it isn't the doctor himself in most cases. I mean, there's some callous ones out there that love the money and the prestige and whatnot. I say your lab coat is probably your worst enemy now. You know, excuse me for all the no doubt. About their shirts. But if somebody really, really cared about things, they wouldn't need to wear the lab coat and try to put this air on and do all these things. And if somebody really had a solution, they would just offer the facts, which is never happening. I don't even think the COVID shots were ever tested. I mean, not in a clinical trial that mattered. They did some little things, you know, behind the scenes and found out it was darn deadly on animals. But I don't know if that counts. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that, for what you and I would expect as a scientific experiment, that's what. So now we have this problem. We've got trans kids running around shooting people. We've got people getting gorked out on drugs, ruining marriage, ending up in a hospital and dying, and then everybody wants to cover it up. It's like you were saying last week, Von Leehunt, we're all we got now. There's no one to run to
when
there's a problem anymore. And
we are 911. We are 911. Right.
Because
all we've got is ourselves. No one's coming to save us.
If too many people die of too many shots too quickly, or we end up in a civil war or whatever, the biggest thing we're going to lose, Von Leehunt, is the people's knowledge on how to make things work. There are people out there that know how to fix a car. There are people that know how to fly an airplane. There are people that know all sorts of really cool things. I know a lot of the stuff I know is really weird stuff. I mean, people are going to need me around. But the problem is a lot of people are dying that have this knowledge. There won't be enough of them left even to service the population, maybe that didn't die but ended up getting injured by jabs, and the people that can't drive a truck anymore and stuff like that, you know, the thing called vaccidents.
Right.
That, I think, is going to be one of the biggest scares we have. And now you know, even the food, if it comes from Ohio, is not going to be labeled any differently than anybody else's. And we know that shouldn't be true. So here we go. The system itself is falling apart. We have ourselves maybe even to blame that we didn't stop it. But even more importantly, we can make it up if we do the right thing from here on out. And that's where I'm playing my cards. I'm betting on the average American, especially the average American male, because the other guy that made the guy on InfoWars today so happy is when he interviewed probably one of the, anti-wokest people I've ever heard of on TikTok. She won't even leave TikTok. She has too much fun and makes too much money. But she told this feminist, for example, you changed your name back to your maiden name. Well, guess what? You did it to avoid having a male last name, but that's your dad's last name. So you missed. And the next paycheck you get is going to be signed by a man, even if it was someone you worked for or if it's Joe Biden handing you another chump change to keep you from not complaining. And so you and I have talked about a lot where very recently, in fact, I put up a video for you where the millionaires are leaving New York. The next one behind that is how the males are being pushed out of society. All we have to do is say, okay, no more money for you. No more money for you. You don't get any of our...
Exactly.
And we want to work hard. This is the thing. We want to work hard as Americans and, you know, for the Bachelor show, as bachelors.
It's
and
our blood.
You know, the whole nine yards of it. Yes, 15% of the actual millionaires are women who did make the money. I'll give them that credit. Mm-hmm. But that 15% is getting outvoted by the other 85% of the women. That 15% is not hooking up with the millionaire men. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, hey, somebody out there may want to marry one of these women. I don't know. And at least set them straight. I mean, I even told you that 63% of college graduates are going to be women in the future, you know, from here on out, maybe more.
That's right.
I'm going, like, who's going to marry them?
And Irish, I told the young guys, if you want to meet a lot of chicks, go to college. Get those loans. That's where all the women are going to be. They're going to be on the college campuses, man.
For many of them, it'll be their
college.
Last chance.
get
the loan and get your last chance.
Exactly.
Somebody's actually going to make more money than you.
Right. Why not?
That's how that's going to
work. Why not? Have no ego, boys, when it comes to money. Go out there and get what you want for a change.
There was a guy, Paul Joseph Watson, showed this weightlifting coach. He was so mad at how the men were invading the women's sports, he decided to do it himself, except for he's not doing it to get the accolades because he's already a winner. He's doing it to mock the women's sports, not kicking out the men. I was getting off on it. He went and he goes, this is just proof that the whole women's weightlifting is really stupid, is what he said on air. Like, the women can't cut it or anything? You don't understand what I'm talking about, do you? This whole competition is stupid. Remember, they're doing the same thing with beauty pageants. They're doing the same thing with
beauty pageants. I know.
Remember when the guy that was attempting to become Miss New Hampshire won his regional? And I'm sure a lot of women who were, you know, betting on scholarships and stuff like that in a beauty pageant. I mean, how's a guy supposed to be able to win that? But he did because they make a point. Well, they made it. I hear you loud and clear, guys.
You made
all
their
the women
point.
That actually, all the women that lost in that particular regional, please put your names up there, and the Von Wehunt Show will find guys to date you. I think we feel sorry for you, and we'll come to your rescue. Because we know
love
you're
it. Irish Pirate, we are up against the clock here, man. Oh, I know. It's hilarious stuff, man. Well, you have a good night, man, and thanks for calling the show. We appreciate you, man. And when you get around to it,
we'll
look forward to some fun packs here in the next month. Yeah.
Yeah, there's I've been stumbling into some good music and laying down some stuff, and there's still some audio I need to get to you, and you've got a couple new ideas. That AI Joe Biden is awesome. We're going to get that.
Yeah, there's plenty more where that came from, man. Irish, have a great night, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
We shall talk again soon. Good night, Kat.
Yes, sir.
Y'all have a great night. Thank you. From the Von Wien Show. Well, I would say this, America, that the left is populated by militant activists who worship and love confrontation with you, and they love the protests. They want their leaders shouting incoherently at their enemies. We see this daily on TV and the media. The more bombastic they are, the more they shout you down, the better. They think this is, quote, leadership in doing something about their militant cause. Well, I think if they're not careful, they may have stirred up a hornet's nest in America. Because now the word is out. Let the word go forth to friend and foe alike. There are many militant groups out there, and sometimes, yes, they are out to get you. Stay safe out there. Be aware of your surroundings. Have situational military awareness. Keep your head on a swivel in layman's terms. Always know the exit. If you can, carry a sidearm with you to protect yourself, your friends, and your family. Thank you all for being here tonight. What a great show. Great calls as usual. We have many VIP guests lined up in the future. We will talk to you again, America. I will sign off from my mountain stronghold here in Arizona, and the Valhalla Studios salute you all. Good night.